For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Glory.
be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do. Thank you.
Let's pray together this morning. Oh God, thank you. Thank you for this season. Thank you for our time with family, for time to reflect, time to rest, time to look to you and get our priorities where they need to be. And again this morning, Lord, we come to you as a family and as individuals to recenter ourselves, focus our mind and our hearts on you this morning. Do what you want to do this morning. We just invite you to come and be in our midst. Speak to our hearts. Keep us soft. Speak to us. We thank you for this family. We thank you for our families. Thank you for who you are and each of our journeys, no matter where we are in it right now. We just give you this morning, God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Why don't we take up our offering this morning as well? You may be seated. Thank you, worship team. So good. So good. Thank you. Thank you. Well, good morning. Good morning. How's everyone doing? This is our last Sunday of 2019. That's crazy. So good. How's everyone's holidays? Good. Good, good. Well, welcome to Emerge Church. It is wonderful to have you. We're like 2 days away from 2020. It's crazy. Amazing. Well, if you're new with us this morning, thank you so much for coming. It is so good to have you. My name is Pastor Rob, and Pastor Todd will be sharing with us this morning. I really only have one announcement this morning, and that's pretty much it. We have a newcomers banquet. It's January 12th, as I was saying. So if you are new to the church in 2019, we'd love to have you share a heart of who we are and the church and feed you, and that would be great. So there's a sign-up sheet at the back. Please let us know who is all coming so that we can provide that for you. That's it, Pastor Todd.
That's how we're going to do church every Sunday going forward. Somebody say amen. Oh, yeah, that was good stuff. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, good morning, all. I got seven things to say this morning. First of all, very, very exciting thing happened to me on the way to, where I live. I must admit I'm a Google Map-aholic, but I'm taking the meeting, so it's good. Anyway, I was looking at Google Map, and I was into Sylvan Lake, and I was just sort of navigating over on near 50th, and I was navigating even more where you get those pop-ups, you know? And guess what it said that was on 50th? Emerge Church! Come on! Emerge Church! I thought that was absolutely fantastic. Now, a couple of things Abby would want me to say this. Is she in the building? This is your last opportunity to get a tax receipt for your gifts. I mean, you could bring them in, I guess, technically tomorrow, but in the sense of logistics, this is the opportunity that if you wanted to sort of do a big gift, and gifts would be very much appreciated and very much needed in this time. We did a lot of, had a lot of expenditures, a lot of benevolence, and but we're never afraid of that, and we're never ashamed of that, because we want to bless. So this would be the opportunity, and not that we're going to do a second offering or anything, but just that information, and if you want to scoot out, and debit's available, cash is available, diamond rings, anything, or nice wristwatch, anything you want to do, just make that available to us. I thought it was funny. Welcome to Emerge Church. Gosh. This is a Sunday that I really look forward to, actually. And and there's a couple of reasons. One is, it's not, some people would say, this is the year where we do that grand review. It's that time where we can solidify and we can capture, as best as we can, the spirit of the entire year into one service. Now, I know what you're saying. Oh, good. Does that mean I only have to come once a year now instead of twice a year? No. This is a great time that we can celebrate, but it's a way to further cement in our spirit the great truths that God said to us along the way. 2019, like that says, was a good year. It was a good year. If nothing else, and there was lots of reports, our report is going to come out shortly, our magazine is going to come out shortly, and there's lots of reports on what God did, what God is doing. But if nothing else, this is the year that Emerge Church began. And we emerged into everything. We're beginning to emerge. We're setting sail into everything that God has. We're going to be talking about that next week as well. But the challenge with a message like today is, how do you summarize 30 or 40 sermons? I mean, outside of just sort of naming their titles, and that's all you'd be able to do, what I do is I look for sort of a year theme, something that God seemingly put his finger on. And a year ago, it was easy to celebrate that in 2018, it seemed very clear that God was putting his heart, was putting his mind on the message of Revelation. I stand at the door and knock. And the message that went for, I think, 12 or 14 weeks in that year was, open up to God. Church, open up to God. Church, open all the rooms of your heart up to God. And I think that was in a lot of ways preparatory for what God was about to do in 2019, 2020, and beyond. But as we consider 2019, I noticed as I went through all of the sermons, the reoccurring message for half of the year was, thy glorious kingdom come, his kingdom come, your will be done. Now you could say, well, that's not that's the theme of any church, and it is. It's more than just a series of talks. It's more than a vision statement. It could be a mission statement. It could be a vision statement. It could be a leadership directive for every church, every Christian church until the Lord returns. But it resonated with us. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I was writing it this week, and I was preparing, and I was in as I was writing, as I was preparing, I was personally, it would have been fun to watch me, I was preaching myself happy when I was writing this thing. Making a lot of ruckus, having a really, really good time. Was swirling up a preach, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It's more than a memory verse. It's more than reciting a prayer because you can't think of your own thing to say. And I'm referring to the Lord's Prayer. I was talking to someone a couple of weeks ago about the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who is in heaven, great and glorious and sacred and pure and hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Right here in Sylvan Lake, as it is in heaven. It's something that Jesus preached more than anything else. Did you know that? It's something that he instructed his disciples to preach more than anything else. It's something that he said was the true essence of life more than anything else. It's the truth that anchors our life, thy kingdom come. It's timeless until the end of the age, when the fullness of the kingdom will be here. I believe that it's being preached more and more and more. 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Prophetically, we're hearing this all the time. The kingdom of God, thy kingdom come, the kingdom of God. The power of the kingdom is increasing. The power of the kingdom of God is growing and building. We're hearing it more and more as we approach the end of the age. And it is soon to be the end of the age, somebody say. Even for me personally, I talk it more, think it more, pray it more. I believe Holy Spirit is impressing on it more. It's the highlight reel of 2019. The quick sampling of the kingdom of God teaching is thy kingdom come. Are you ready for it? It's a whirlwind tour. Is everybody ready? Whirlwind tour, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Thy kingdom come. Define. We talked about this back in March or April. Thy kingdom. His kingdom, the kingdom of God. It's a culture and a government structure that was created by God, and it operates with perfection in heaven because of his wondrous glory, is without limit. Now, here's the game changer. It operates here on earth. It operates here in Sylvan Lake. It operates here in Emerge Church to the level that we access his presence. Put that in your phones. Tweet that one. To the level we access it, to the level that we grab it triumphantly with force, is to the level that kingdom is here in Emerge Church. You want a simpler definition? Do things here like it's there. Do things here like it's there. Do things here like it's there. It's good. I like that. Another tweet. We could be tweet, 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 tweet all the way home. Thank you. You're beautiful. I'll be here all week. Thank you. Thank you very much. Make earth like heaven by removing the barriers between the two. I don't know if you were here last year. There was one. Debbie was so gracious to sew me this beautiful fabric-y thing, and it was thin. I should have got it today. In fact, I'm going to go get it. No, I'm not. But it was thin, thin, thin. You could see right through it, and that's that barrier, and that's what we want to do is make that barrier between heaven and earth really, really thin. You want to see right through it. Not that we magically see heaven all the time. It'd be nice. Some people do. But the thing is that we act, behave like heaven here. Oh, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. This is the takeaway. This is a takeaway for 2019. There's five truths. We're going to, like I said, it's going to be a whirlwind tour. But what's it like? What's it all about? Thy kingdom come. Truth number one. Are you ready? Say, I'm ready. Jesus doesn't want us to avoid the world. He wants us to influence the world. You can take that one, my friend, to the bank. We don't hide. We don't avoid. We don't escape. We don't curry. We don't huddle in terror and fear waiting, saying, Jesus, it's horrible here. Please take us soon. No, with the power of God, we go. Matthew 28:19, the last speech, the last directive from Jesus, he said, go into all the world, make a difference. Now, I got good news, and I got good news, and I got good news. Some might perceive it as bad news, but it's good news. Here's a Captain Obvious moment. Are you ready? Write this one down. Captain Obvious, guess what? It isn't like heaven here on earth anymore. I don't know if it ever was. Anyone with an eye, anyone with an ear knows that it's not like heaven here. It's like heaven in here. How everyone go, from 10:30 till 11:56. It's like heaven right in here. But the world's not like heaven. You know what, church? It's bad out there. Thank you, Captain Obvious. It's bad out there, but we got the power of Jesus. Okay. I got some information for you that maybe you never perceived before. The police force isn't going to bring righteousness. The schools aren't going to teach morality.
I can't believe what they teach in school these days. It is absolutely disgusting what they teach in school these days.
Well, that's because it's the world. Now, it's not their responsibility, it's our responsibility. The world would, I used to think that there was going to be a moral element from the world. And then over the last 10, 12, 15 years, I realized it's not going to come from the world. It's going to come from us. It's our job. Somebody say amen. I don't know how and when and why we abdicated that, but those days are over, and we are called to make earth like heaven now. Why? Because Jesus commanded it. How? Because of his power. Go. Few examples, then we're going to go to number two. I said it lots last year. We need to stop complaining and yelling at darkness. We need to bring light. We got to stop complaining. I complain. How many people here complain? Okay, stop it. We got to stop complaining. Listen to me. We got to stop complaining. Complaining and $2.60 will buy a coffee. We got to stop complaining. It accomplishes nothing. We got to stop complaining. We got to start. You know what? We're not starting. We're doing lots. We're starting to do lots. We're getting a hold of this thing. Oh, thank God. We're getting a hold of this thing. Bring God into conversations with non-Christians, with Christians. Bring God into conversations. Don't just shoot the breeze. Don't just talk about the weather. Bring God into conversations. Every time you do that, the kingdom of God increases. Listen, every time you do that, the kingdom of God is actually building. Bring God into the workplace. Bring God into the schools. Bring God's morality into our culture. Bring God's morality into our home. Do something nice for your non-Christian neighbor. Pray for your non-Christian neighbor. Pray for your Christian neighbor. Organize outreaches and care programs. Study the Word of God with people more often. Study the Word of God with people more often. Study the Word of God with people more often. Let me try that again. Study the Word of God with people more often. When we do that, guess what happens? Become Hercules for Jesus. I've got a fan. What is it? Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom increase, Jesus, right here on earth. Ah, hallelujah. Increase the kingdom, Lord. Increase the kingdom. Number two. In adjacent with number one. This is huge. Live in such a way that you make yourself contagious. Now, I'm not talking about colds, as we hear colds and coughs going on. I'm contagious. You know, and this spray shoots across the room, and you can just see these things landing on people the next day. In fact, I gave 17 people the flu today. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about that kind of contagious. I'm talking about be something people want. Do something people like. Live better. Blow people away by how you live. Listen to this. Wow. 2 Corinthians 6:3. Live in such a way that no one will stumble because of us or find fault in us in our ministry. Live in such a way that we blow them away, that we're not a stumbling block for people, that people can't say, oh, they're a bunch of hypocrites through you. You're not a hypocrite. Christian believer in here, I want you to declare something today. Christian believer in this room, I want you to declare something today. I want you to shout it today. Say, I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not a hypocrite. I don't care what people say. I don't care what people do. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm purposing not to be a hypocrite. Hungry sinners loved Jesus. Self-reliant, self-righteous, religious people hated Jesus. Can I say that one again? Don't be like that. We're not like that. We're hungry for God. Live in such a way that we're sought after by people, by hungry sinners. Because you know why? Guess what? Everyone in this room, at one time or another, was a hungry sinner. Hello? Everyone in this room that knows Jesus, that loves Jesus, used to be a filthy, dirty, rotten sinner. But you're not that anymore. You're blood washed. You're cleansed. You're a saint. Oh, that's good news. Thank you. Okay, this one here is huge. Take a picture of this one. I believe the Spirit of God gave me that, gave me lots of stuff. It was a download this week. Nobody wants to be around a smug, arrogant person. Nor do they want to be around a self-professed victim. Do you like being around someone that complains all the time? Let me ask you a question. How many people love to be around people that complain all the time? Let me show, see a show of hands. Thank you very much. You can sit down. Nobody. Doesn't that say something? How many people, and Rob alluded to this, Christmas Eve. How many people want to be around the arrogant and the smug? Nobody. And the same thing, nobody wants to be around someone that's complaining and plays their victim card all the time. It's tiring. It's old. I got good news for you, church. If you know Jesus today, there is a tribe of people in this room that are leaving arrogance. There's a tribe of people that are leaving a victim mentality and are taking hold of Jesus. And we're becoming contagious because we're not victims anymore. Say, I'm not a victim. Now say it like you believe it. I'm not a victim. I am victorious because of the finished work of Jesus. I was a victim. Now that's not saying, well, I'm not belittling people that were victims or are victims. A lot of people are abused. A lot of people are scarred. A lot of people are damaged. But you don't have to stay there. Power of God can get that off you. People, like it or not, admit it or not, it's true. People are impressed with humility. And those who are respectful, those who honor, and those who submit to authority. Even if we don't want to admit it, people like it, and that's what we bring to the table. We want to help the unfortunate. We don't want to live entitled. We don't live lazy, but we're ambitious. This is another good line. We're ambitious, wanting to improve ourselves to in turn improve the world. Write that one down. I'm going to say it again. We want to improve ourselves by the power of Jesus, so in turn we're improving the world. Because every time you're surrendering to Jesus and letting him fix you, you're fixing the world. Wow. We try not to complain, compare, or criticize. Nothing good is ever accomplished when we compare, criticize, or complain. Jesus caught me in this week. My best friend in the whole world is going on a cruise in a couple of weeks. I hate him. He's a big jerk. He's always going on a cruise. It's his 17th cruise this year. And the Holy Spirit went. What's that got to do with you? Am I your portion? Yes, Lord. Am I your supply? Yes. Have I promised to take care of you? Have I always been faithful to you? Yes. Then stop it. Come on. Yes? Yes, yes, yes. Not contagious. Bad contagious. Good contagious. And you know what? And there's a people. I'm hearing it. I'm seeing it. I'm listening to it. A people of God are not complaining. A people of God are not comparing. A people of God are not criticizing. Instead, with his power, we're doing something about it. We're making a difference, and that increases kingdom. Number five. Number three. It's slide number five. Leave me alone. Truth is all about truth. Thank you. You're beautiful. Truth is all about truth. The kingdom of God is all about truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ said. He is the embodiment. He is the personification of truth. He doesn't have truth. He is truth. And the same thing again, the kingdom of God increases. Oh, this is huge. We're going to be doing soul care this year, seeing more and more people free, set free from lies, see people set free from brokenness, see people set free from strongholds. It's going to be happening this year. We're going to see more and more and more people set free. Somebody say amen. We're going to see more and more people set free this year, because when we do that, the kingdom of God increases. So good. Look at this. The kingdom of God increases when we walk in truth, seek truth, and allow truth to extinguish lies in our hearts and minds. Oh my goodness. That's what we're doing. Extinguishing lies that says I'm nothing or I'm no good or I'm better than everyone else. Lies. Identity issues. People are struggling with them. Oh my goodness. Gender issues, identity issues. It is it's brokenness out there, but we're bringing truth. We're bringing truth. There is a flyer out there. Make yourself available to it. It's called The Who Am I? And read it. We talked about this as well and a couple of weeks ago. Feelings aren't going to set you free. Desires aren't going to set you free. Opinions aren't going to set you free. What's going to set you free? Truth applied. Truth applied. It's good preaching, eh? Truth applied. That's what's going to set you free. As Landon Dortch says, feelings, they're a good supporting cast, but they can't take the lead role. What we feel and what we sense must always submit to truth. What we feel and what we sense always must submit to truth. And what's truth? Jesus Christ, God's word. That's truth. Jesus Christ and his word. He said, I am the word. I'm the word. Amen. 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 Okay, number four. Yeah, see that stuff. Read that stuff. Take a picture of it. It's fantastic. Okay, four. Equally, the kingdom of God is about God's matchless, wondrous grace. He was full of grace and truth. Now, see, in the world, we would see this as contradictory. We would see this as a double-minded person, someone with a dissociative identity disorder. One day Jesus is nice, the next day he's mean and nasty. You know, you never know which Jesus you're going to get. And he's grumpy one day and he's happy the next and he's high and he's low. And no, that's not it. See, truth and grace are in perfect harmony in Jesus Christ. I did put was. Jesus was. But then I realized he is. He's currently perfect in grace and truth. He's perfectly the example of grace and truth today, 2019. Not that he has to worry about numbers in heaven, but currently he's perfect. Grace and truth, they don't compete for dominance. There's no tug of war or good cop, bad cop. It's perfect because it's in the perfect one, Jesus Christ. Now, this, I'm almost done, but this is huge. This is huge. You got to get this today. Grace defined. God's grace defined. It's actually twofold. This will help alleviate maybe some confusion in people. You know, you'll hear, let's go here. Number one, it is an external environment of incredible love, mercy, forgiveness, empathy, and no judgment. That's the kind of atmosphere and experience we want people to have in this room. Somebody say amen. This is what we want. This is what we want people to experience here and around us as we see kingdom increase. It's an external environment. You know, oftentimes you'll say, well, so-and-so, that's a grace church. Oh, that one there is a grace church, you know. And it's either a positive statement or it's a negative statement. If it's a positive statement, they'll say, well, they're very loving, they're very forgiving, they're very kind. Or they'll say, oh, that's one of those grace churches. They let anything happen. They let anything go. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Again, it's perfect with truth. It's perfect with truth. It's an external. We want this place to have a loving environment. I remember here, I've heard the story here many times, and I've heard the story back in Desert Stream countless times. We'd have all sorts of people show up for church. All sorts of people experiencing all sorts of stuff in the world that had identity in all sorts of interesting things. You know what I'm talking about. But invariably, people would come. Remember, Tam? People would come and they'd say, what is it about you guys? It's so nice and warm in here. It's so beautiful in here. I love the feeling in here. Right? It's an attitude. It's an atmosphere that we want to promote. A loving atmosphere. Even here, I've heard people say, I step in this place and it's so nice. It's so warm. It's so loving. And I say yes and amen. Second part is an internal power that makes us live pure and in freedom. A power, a grace to make us live pure and in freedom. Now, this is huge. And this might explain lots. So, take this in. This is very, very important. If we claim we never sin and consequences are removed when we sin, then when we step into an environment of God's grace, an external environment of God's grace, we're warmed, but we're never changed. There's a factor missing that will change us that hasn't happened. In other words, we are shown grace, but we never receive grace. Listen to me, church. We want everyone to come into this building and experience and receive. We want everyone to experience grace. We want everyone to experience God's loving warmth. But the only ones that are changed are the ones that receive grace. And there's only one way. Listen, one way. Say one way. There is one way to receive grace. One way to receive grace. And that is if you repent. Well, what's repent mean? That sounds awkward. That sounds religious. Listen to me. I'm going to say this whole thing again. It's just so important, so instrumental as we go forward. If we claim we never sin and consequences are removed when we sin, that's people that live in enabling people, codependency, you hear it all the time, codependent relationships, codependent marriages, codependent this, codependent that. If we remove the consequences of sin, then when we step into an environment of grace, we're warm, but we're not changed. We're shown grace, but we never receive grace. But when we understand there are rules and understand we've broken them and reach out to God for mercy, then we receive forgiveness. Then we receive God's incredible grace, and the power of God now lives in us. It's good, eh? Have you done that today? Not that you've just been warmed by the experience here. Countless people I see, they come and they go. But almost invariably, people will say, oh, you guys are so warm, so loving. I talked about this a few months ago. The difference between the visitor saying, you guys, and the person that takes a hold of it and has changed, now it becomes we guys. We are loving. Not you guys are loving. You. But now if you take a hold of this grace, it becomes we are loving. See the difference? Ah, it's good. It's good. Worship team, would you come back, please? I have a question this morning. Are you in the kingdom of God? You personally, are you in the kingdom of God? The Bible says the kingdom is all around you. The Bible says the kingdom of God is near you. But the question I'm asking today is, are you in the kingdom of God? Not is it near, but is the kingdom of God in you? Everyone in this room, is the kingdom of God in you? Or have you just been warmed by it? You say, well, how do you get the kingdom of God in you? You take its king. You take its king. The kingdom of God's king is King Jesus. When you take the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory, when you take him into your life, you now have the kingdom of God inside you. And we want that kingdom of God power, presence, reality to increase more and more and more as you take more and more of Jesus. This illustrious membership has incredible benefits, the kingdom of God. This illustrious membership has incredible benefits for those that will step into the kingdom of God, will take the Lord Jesus Christ. Incredible benefits, eternal life. Eternal life. Next one, eternal life. Another benefit, eternal life. Next benefit, eternal life. Next benefit, eternal life. So we always want to say, well, you'll be happy forever. Happy, happy, and you'll have lots of money. No. That might happen, might not. But the benefit is eternal life. And kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. All right. Number five. Number five, great truth. How do we get the kingdom of God here? Well, we need to do here what they do there currently. You know what heaven's doing currently right now? At 20 to 12, you know what heaven's doing right now? Right now at 20 to 12, not that they're chronological, not that they have watches, but right now, if you could hear heaven, if the shadow, if the block between heaven and earth, if we could hear right into the portals of heaven, what would be happening right now is they'd be adoring and declaring and praising the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, right here. Practice. practically, yes, bake a pie for your neighbor, absolutely. Pray for your neighbor, witness to your neighbor, invite someone to church next Sunday. Invite someone to church next Sunday. The kingdom of God increases when you invite someone to church next Sunday. Kingdom of God increases when you invite someone to church next Sunday. But right now, kingdom of God increases when you personally and corporately sing and declare God's matchless worth. My God. Watch. When John was teleported to heaven, he witnessed inexpressible glory and majesty that he so desperately tried to describe in Revelation 4 and 5. It's actually after Revelation 3, I stand at the door and knock. Let me read some excerpts. John saw this. He said, each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. And day and night, they never stopped saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the four living creatures gave glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and forever, the 24 elders fell down before him who sat on the throne and worshiped him who lives forever and forever. They laid their own crowns of worth. They laid their own crowns of gifts. They laid their own crowns of what they did on this earth. And they laid it down before the throne, saying, you alone, Lord, are worthy, our God, our King, to receive glory, honor, power. For you have created all things, and by you they have been created and have their being. Stand with me, church. This is good. Stand with me. See, I don't know if you noticed, but the first two were they said, the next three are they sang. First they said, now they sang. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, because you were slain, Jesus. And with your blood you purchased for God peoples from every tribe, every language, people, and nation. And you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God and to reign on the earth. Did you know that you were going to reign on the earth with Jesus? Beloved today, ones that are in the kingdom of God, did you know that you were going to reign with Christ on the earth? Finally, he said, I looked and I heard a voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands. You get a calculator, figure this one out. Numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. That's a lot. And they encircled the throne, the living creatures and the elders. And in a loud voice, they sang, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor, glory, and praise. Cha. Cha. I want incense to arise in this place. Healing happens when incense arises. Healing increases when incense arises. You know what incense is? Worship, adoration, magnification of Jesus Christ. Whew. Yeah. You got something? Oh, yeah.
Oh, God is good. You can keep playing. Absolutely keep playing. You know, I've been... asking God, you know, what is that you have not only for us, but for this church? And I'm reminded of it's kind of simple. It's kind of, well, yeah, it's kind of obvious. It's kind of aha. But I think of the year coming that we're going into, 2020. And I know there's significance behind it. It's not a coincidence. It's not a just because we're going into another year. But 2020, that's significant. It's just not another year. I don't believe that. And I really ask God, I say, God, what is it that you would have me say as, well, one that God has called us here to lead, to guide, to love, to encourage, to build up? What is it that you would have me say? And I just kept thinking of 2020. And what is 2020? It's our vision. It's perfect vision. And I wanted to encourage you, to build you up, and to say that 2020 is our vision is meant to be. 2020 is clear, looking ahead. You know, the saying, you know, oh, I wish I had 2020. I wish I would have known. I wish I would have had 2020. And we're not meant to, because that's, we're walking through it. We're becoming who God wants us to be. We're becoming all that we're supposed to be. And then when we have 2020, we're like, oh, okay, now I get it. And I believe that this church is in a season of, oh, I get it. Not looking back and not thinking, oh, I wish I would have known that. Oh, why didn't I see that? But God is saying, this today, this church, your vision and clarity is coming. Your vision is going to be so clear. And things that have maybe happened in your life that you didn't understand, some of them may become clear. And I'm not saying that because of the year. I'm just feeling that as a sense of what God is wanting to say. It's a good reminder. And I believe, I truly believe, and I am declaring that Emerge Church. It's not that we forget the past. It's not that it's becoming clear. It's aligning. It's coming into focus what God has for each and every one of us. Not just me, not just for the maybe the few, but for every single person. And so I just want to build your faith. I want to build you up. I want to say that you are an emerging leader. I saw this commercial, and it was this car commercial, and all of a sudden it flashed, emerging leaders. I'm like, wow, emerging leaders. You are emerging leaders. I am an emerging leader. I want to do what God has called me to do. I want to hear the words that God is saying to me. And I want to see what God is doing. And I just want to leave you with this verse. 1 Corinthians 2:9. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined the things that God has prepared for those who love him. So church, I want you to align yourself. I want your vision to be clear. I want you to focus on Jesus. Not what has, you know, gone on. It has created who you are right now. The past has created who you are right now. It's not that we forget it, but church, get ready. I believe that we are going into a season of great things beyond what you could imagine, beyond what you could imagine, even what you can't imagine. We are going to walk into it. And I am saying, God, I am willing, I am ready, and I want to see the things that you see. Amen.
You don't have to come next week. Tammy just preached my sermon. No, still come. Still come. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb be all blessing, all glory, all honor, all power, forever. Can we put that song, what is it?
Worthy of It All.
Worthy of It All. We're going to close with Worthy of It All. Hey, there's healing in his wings. There's healing in his wings. Oh, there's healing in his wings. Do you have a need, church? Do you have a physical need? Do you have an emotional need? Do you have a financial need? Do you have a relational need? There's healing in his wings. It's loosed. It's activated as we worship, bow down, celebrate, and adore the King. Don't say, well, if he gives it to me, then I'll adore him. No, adore him now, and you'll get it. Adore him now, and you'll see great things happen.
Night and day.
Jesus. Fill. Fill, Jesus. Came to me Christmas Eve. Couldn't raise his hand. He couldn't raise his arm. Needed surgery on his shoulder. I said, well, let's pray. Why don't we just pray? Who knew? Came to me Christmas Eve. He said, remember when you prayed for me? He said, you remember when you prayed for me? Healed. Oh, come on, give God glory. Give God glory. Church, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. It's good, and it's getting gooder. I know that's not grammatical. It's good. It's getting gooder. Father, today, is there anyone here that stepped into the kingdom of God for the first time? Didn't dance around it, didn't just come to church, just wasn't warmed by it, but stepped into the kingdom of God today, owned their sin, admitted they're a train wreck, and asked Jesus to fix them. Now the power of mercy and grace starts. If there's anybody here, just come and talk to me after the service. I want to hear more testimonies of healing right from this service. Elwin came to me before the service and he said, there's anointing for healing here. There's anointing for healing here. Hallelujah, Lamb. Over here, Lord. Over here, Lord. Let your kingdom come. Oh, in this section, Lord, let your kingdom come. Yes, yes, right here, this section right here. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Spirit of God's all over you. Spirit of God's all over you. Thank you, Jesus. That's good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All over this place. All over this place. The Spirit of God's, the kingdom of God's coming here. This place. Hey, even to Florida people and what? Brazilians and Germans. Yeah, Spirit of God's all over you. Give Jesus away. Give Jesus away. Give Jesus away. Give me your hand. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you for what you're starting, Lord. Thank you for what you've begun. Continue it, Master. May the mercy and the goodness and the grace and the love of Jesus be with you all forevermore. And everybody said? And that worship team, that dance worship team, I need you on next Sunday too, okay? That'd be beautiful. Yes, come on, come on. Yes, come on. Have an incredible day. God bless you. Enjoy the in-between Sunday. And you're formally dismissed. Have some coffee. Let's continue to enjoy Jesus. Come on. Yes, Aaron, is that right? Is that right? We're gonna continue to love Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Come on.
heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven.